Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was younger, would watch these movies where the women would always, like, faint. Like, oh, and then put their hand up to their hand and then faint. And I'd ask my mom, I go, have you fainted? She's like, oh, hell no. I don't faint. Those are for girly girls. I'm like, I don't see anybody faint like in the movies. Well, the movies were more dramatic, and yeah, women did used to faint. Why? Well, was it that there wasn't air conditioning? Was it heat illness? Were these women having cardiac issues? Was our psyche so much different that the talk of a war would make us faint more than now because we're so immune to all sorts of things that we see on TV and in movies that maybe our psyche's a little stronger? I don't know. But fainting is real. And I keep hearing year after year that somebody fainted because they were maybe out at a barbecue or just at work. Go to the ER, and the ER chalks it up to heat illness. Only to a few weeks later, hear the person had a heart attack. And I had a good friend of mine die who went to the ER fainting, was told it was heat illness or dehydration, only to be a few weeks later found dead at home. When Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, was taken to the hospital for heat-related illness and dehydration, I'm like, check the heart. This could be the heart. And it turns out that he did have to be evaluated for a cardiac issue. So I think we need to be very, very careful as we're in this heat wave. When we speak about heat illness and feeling a little weak and dehydrated and passing out and lightheadedness, to never, ever, ever ignore that this could also be a cardiac event. Studies have shown that the Christmas coronary, or during cold and peak freezing temperatures throughout the year, could put somebody at risk for heart attacks. Well, same thing with heat. We are right now at the hottest point in our summer. July, August, we roast in most parts of the country. Well, we're also at cardiac risk. It's not just those of us that have to shovel snow. It's also extreme heat. And studies have repeatedly shown extreme heat can put people at heart attack risk. The problem is heat illness could mimic heart disease. And you hear people say, well, I was outside, so I fainted. I feel better now that I'm hydrated. Maybe they'll get an EKG and the heart looks okay. And then they get booted from the ER. If somebody faints and they have any cardiac risk factors, I would observe them longer. I would also run some other cardiac testing to play it safe, because time and time again, I hear individuals whose fainting was chalked up to, well, there was stress, or there was heat, or there was cold, or they got up too fast. You know, remember I told you guys about panic attacks and anxiety issues where people would have chest pain, and they go, but it's not cardiac because it's anxiety. My chest pain is panic. And I told you guys to think about why that's happening. What exactly is the pathophysiology of you having chest pain when you're anxious? The heart can still be involved. Yeah, we might be able to blame anxiety versus smoking or artery clogging, but a lot of us get anxious. Why are some getting chest pain and what? Why aren't others? Is there something going on with the heart? Why is there pain centralized there? And the other flip side is anxiety causing your heart to suffer, which is why you're exhibiting chest pain. Well, same thing with heat. When people say they get dizzy, they get lightheaded in the heat. Could be because of dehydration. It could be because of the temperature. But what if there's also something secondary going on, where that those extreme temperatures or that dehydration is stressing the heart? So I'm going to, like, scream the next time I hear that somebody fainted and nothing was done to check the heart. Now, we have a huge, huge trend of using telemedicine for people's urgent care now or primary care. And I think telemedicine has a lot of benefits for those who don't have access to doctors. But when somebody calls and says, yeah, I need a note off work because I fainted, or I fainted at work, or I was at the job site, you've got to get seen. Don't just get the work note. So extreme heat can manifest in a variety of medical sequelae. Not only dehydration, it can affect your kidneys, it can affect your liver, it can affect your skin. We're seeing a lot of sun sensitivity reactions. Some people are burning more than they should because they're taking a medication that makes them more vulnerable to sun reactions with their skin. We also have sun poisoning, where people feel so ill because of the heat. We call it sun poisoning, or just staying out in the sun. And sunblock doesn't necessarily protect you from that. So, we're in this heat dome, and a lot of the headlines today are going to be talking about the power grid, which we've warned everybody on, where the power grid is going to be very, very tallied and inundated with all of us trying to stay cool with the air condition and all that. Make sure you put your health first. I get there's soaring power costs. I get that people are asking that we all conserve energy. Please keep in mind that this is just as deadly a time as the winter. I had somebody say that they fainted, and they think it's because they had COVID. And yes, COVID can make you faint, but why does COVID make you faint? Is it because of how it affects the brain? Is it because of how it affects the heart? So you always have to think, even if we give you an answer saying, well, this caused this, you got to look underneath the surface. If anxiety causes chest pain, just also look at the heart underneath the surface. If heat causes the weakness, if heat causes dizziness, if you're very, very fatigued and you can't explain why you're fatigued, you got to get your oxygen checked. You got to get your heart checked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there is a hearing right now with the House Judiciary Committee looking at gender-affirming care. And they're right, it's undergoing right now, so we don't have a lot of details, but there are individuals from both sides advocating for or against transgender youth or youth undergoing transgender care. And it's a very hot topic, which is kind of shocking to me because it wasn't that much of a controversy when there was a small amount of the population that would seek that care. There were not enough specialists, unfortunately, but we're starting to train more doctors in that medicine. But they would be referred to a specialist. The specialist would make sure this is what they wanted to do, get informed consent, talk to them about regret, talk to them about risks, fertility, etc. And the majority of them were adults. You know, there were some adolescents, very, very few. But it, you know, it basically wasn't a national headline. Now it's become a national headline. Overnight, it appears, the way the media is making it look, that there are millions of kids who don't like their gender. And the schools are involved, and there's curricula, and there's teachers inviting that sort of thought of, you know, well, do you want to be a girl? Do you want to be a boy? And now it looks like we have an explosion of the pediatric population questioning their gender and needing gender-affirming care. And so, and then politicians get involved and states get involved, and now states have to decide whether they protect the child from a group of adults that might not provide all the guidance and counseling and understanding that that child might not be able to make a decision that young, versus do we allow a child to get the care that they feel they need and not prevent them from transitioning early on so that it's harder for them when they're an adult. So there's this big debate. And as a physician, I'm mixed because there's a lot of recommendations coming overseas saying slow this down a bit. We need more studies. We haven't studied the pediatric population like we have the adult population. We don't have an adequate, we don't have an accurate number of, or a degree or way to survey how much regret one might have. So for example, somebody might transition and they might have had, let's say, 14 different changes that might have occurred, whether it was hormonal, whether it was psychological, whether it was surgical. And two of them, they might not have wished they had done. Do we have studies of all these individuals who have transitioned? What part of their transition were they happy with? And what part, if they could turn back the clock, would they not have done? Now, I'm hearing from many individuals that they don't feel like they could speak out. That if they speak out about their regret, they could lose whatever support they have in the LGBT plus community. And knowing many people in the LGBTQ plus community, they are the most inclusive, compassionate people. That shouldn't happen. But there's this fear that they think that they would be outed and not have the support from who they feel a part of. And, you know, so this has become kind of a mess. And so when people ask me why, what are parents advocating against? What are they worried about? What are they concerned about? Well, there's a concern that, one, their child could change their mind. Number two is that some of these, even if they say, are completely reversible, do we know for sure? Do we know for sure that there's absolutely no risks subjecting a child to that many hormones before they go through puberty? Do we have long-term data? Do we know if that's what's actually managing their depression and anxiety? Is a child's depression and anxiety really about that they have female body parts or male body parts, which can be, you know, very anxiety-producing and depressing for some that don't feel like that's their body? Or is there something else going on that's not being addressed because we're switching our focus to their genitalia and to their gender? And, of course, many parents don't want a child who is supposed to be going to school and try to manage all the stressors they have in terms of learning math and science and all that to make a decision about what gender they want to be. And so we have this chaos right now. You know, I said the same thing when it came to abortion. You know, abortions wouldn't have been a national issue if it wasn't the millions being done a year. Now it starts to, we start to ask, you know, why are we having a million unwanted pregnancies a year? What's happening with birth control? Are these women getting attacked? You know, why are we having so many unwanted pregnancies? Does the taxpayer have to pay for that if they feel it's against their religion? Do we talk about the harm some people undergo during an abortion? Luckily, there's safer ways to do it now, but there's still a lot of mental health needs that somebody who undergoes an abortion needs. Are we making sure there's funding for that? And so, you know, we go from rather it being a couple hundred a year or something sporadic and rare to now we're looking at millions. That starts to then get more of the country involved. And now we have these headlines. And it bothers me. Because these are medical issues that are supposed to be very private, not supposed to include public entities, not supposed to include tax dollars, not supposed to include schools and principals and bosses and your neighbors piping in. If somebody is really struggling with gender dysphoria and does not want to have the body parts that they have, it is so private, and it's a discussion they have to have with their doctor. But now it seems to be that there are some educators that are bringing the topic up and sparking a thought process of, well, maybe I don't want to be in this body. And I'm not saying gender dysphoria can be truly manipulated, but I do believe that people may identify differently with different things throughout their life. How many people have you known that you thought were lesbian but are in a heterosexual relationship? Because maybe they wanted to be with a woman in their past, but now they want to be with a man or vice versa. Now, and the, people change their desires. They change what they want. And so what I advocate for is, a very thorough research database on what are any long-term effects or regret that some of these adults have had. And if we feel a child is not mature enough to make a decision about something that could affect their fertility or affect their body or affect their growth, then we slow it down. Now, you will hear that some places offer gender-affirming care at the age of 2. I know that freaked a lot of people out. These facilities or medical institutions are saying that's counseling. I don't know if a 2-year-old knows what they want. How many 2-year-old boys do you know play with their sister's dolls? Does that mean they want to be a girl? Does that mean they're gender dysphoric? If they're bored with their truck because the wheel broke off, so now they're going to play with their sister's toys, we have to be really, really careful calling that gender dysphoria. And also, now that we have a society that is being open to a gender neutral, gender fluid, not necessarily stereotyping a gender with the pink, with the Barbies, with the hair, with the dresses, with the heels, then, you know, when somebody says you want to be a girl, what's the definition of a girl? We're not using dresses and pink and bikes with daisy baskets. So I think we need to slow it down and really research this more. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. An Ohio canine officer fired after his police dog attacked an unarmed black truck driver who had his hands up. Officials in Circleville say Officer Ryan Speakman's termination is effective immediately. The Federal Reserve no longer forecasting a U.S. recession this year. That's what Fed Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters today after the central bank raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point yesterday. The massive heat wave continues today, putting more than 140 million Americans under heat alerts. Temperatures could close in on triple digits in places like New York City, Washington, D.C., while potentially dangerous heat starts to spread into the Midwest. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been ordered to take the floating barrier in the Rio Grande down. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you heard this horrific story, just horrible, but a 5-year-old boy was high on cocaine, and he shoots his brother in the head. The brother was, I think, only 16 months old. And we're being told that the brother had marijuana in his system. This happened back in March in Indiana. The parents have been charged with neglect and various drug charges, as the cops had gone in and investigated and found these drugs. But Deontay Jermaine Johnson, 27 years old, and Shatia Tierra Welch, 24 years old, have been charged now with neglect and other charges. But prosecutors say Isaiah, who was only 16 months old, was died from a gunshot wound to the head. He had marijuana in his blood, and the older brother was on cocaine. A five-year-old. We're talking a 16-month-old had marijuana in his system, and a five-year-old had cocaine in his system. Now, apparently, the father was asleep inside the apartment at the time of the shooting. And the mom is a nursing graduate. I'm not sure if she was at work. We're not sure where the mom was. But initially, the father, Johnson, told police that Isaiah fell or was injured by his brother and denied owning a gun. He claimed that Isaiah had not been shot, but then he admitted, well, the mom had a gun on the property. Welch confirmed that she owned the gun, but told police she usually kept it locked in a box under her bed and had lost a second set of keys to it. The police did find a gun in the safe under the bed, but also found a gun in the drawer of a dresser on the property. Johnson also faces a charge of obstruction of justice for removing marijuana from the apartment before police arrived at the shooting. Well, and then footage caught him placing a bag into a car after the shooting, and then the police searched the vehicle and found the marijuana. They also found 93 fentanyl pills, marijuana, drug paraphernalia inside the apartment when they searched it. Both Welch and Johnson had been arrested 3 days ago. And it's just crushing. I feel so bad that, when you see something like this, it warrants a discussion on what the hell is happening with these families. And we hear time and time again that there's either child neglect or the children aren't being supervised or children are abused. And we really have a parenting problem in this country. I know all the focus right now is how parents could be abusive if they don't, work with the child on determining what gender they want to be. I know California has been looking at CPS authority to take a child away from the parents. But I'd like to see more focus on families with drugs in the homes, families with guns, families where these kids are getting abused or assaulted. You know, somebody asked if doctors support homeschooling. And this was a question years ago. And at first I was like, I don't really know if doctors weigh in on that or not. For me, I'm mixed because if a child is getting bullied at school, if a child's getting beat up at school, if a child is so, and, you know, I went to 12 schools, and some of the schools had horrible bullies where I was not paying attention in class because they were messing with me, and they were hurting me and pulling my hair or doing things to me. So if a child's not learning in school, I am a huge fan of homeschool. But a disadvantage of homeschool is we don't have necessarily other eyes looking at what that child is going through. And, some children might be under the wrong misconception of things. They might not be learning things as well. I'm sure most individuals that do the home, now there's homeschool curricula that are very regimented and you have to pass certain tests in order to move forward. But prior, I did notice that some kids were lacking certain things, certain social skills. And it's something that also allows us, when a child does go to school, for teachers to be able to pick up malnutrition, bruising. If a teacher turns around and the child ducks and takes cover, and it brings up, some concern that maybe this child is having issues at home. Now, from a medical standpoint, kids going to school are more often vaccinated. I know a lot of parents have decided to homeschool so they don't have to give their child the COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine mandate was a mess, and I think it's now interfering with our robust vaccination program for polio and some of the other vaccines that are more widely accepted and used. So, you know, homeschooling could also allow a parent to skip vaccines. And so there, you know, so doctors, I don't think have necessarily a united message on that, but we do prefer children not just having only one or two people in their lives. We want kids to socialize, grow, be able to share ideas, play, and, learn from, a variety of sources. But now that homeschooling curricula is very regimented, I'm seeing a very impressive academics from those who are homeschooled. But what about abuse? What about these families that have kids? And you know, it's interesting. Nobody really asks the question of parents, do you like having your kid? Do you like your kids? Are you regretting having kids? Does anybody ask a parent that? You know, it's interesting. There's, Friends reruns are on. And I was watching this one episode where I think Phoebe's half-brother had triplets and was so overwhelmed that, you know, Phoebe had asked, or he was joking about giving one away and all that. And in the end, it was just a joke. But it was interesting that they touched upon that. You know, we'll ask a woman who's pregnant early on in her pregnancy, do you want the child? And they may say no prematurely. They may say yes prematurely. But then you have an individual that has multiple kids. And I get the feeling that there's people out there that don't want their kids. And they don't feel like there's an option. Now, I would never, recommend, somebody, have kids and then say, okay, here, just go take them now that they're 15. I don't want my teenagers. Trust me, I would have considered that. My kids are teenagers. They're eating too much. They're bugging me. Go take them. But maybe there are families that just are ill-equipped to raise their kids, and they got in too deep. That's what Child Protective Services and many of these social workers and social agencies are supposed to help with. And I don't think the average parent knows. And if they're doing drugs or dealing drugs or taking out their frustration on their kids, we have got to get these kids away from them. These kids are at risk. And if the parents are so fearful that something could happen, is it possible that maybe some parents need a break? And is there a way to do that where a parent could, take a break and, reevaluate their work situation, their stress situation, and learn how to become a better parent and then take the kids back again? Do we have anything like that that's commonly utilized? But, in Vegas, we had these kids that were trapped in cages splitting a McDonald's fry for their daily meal. There are people out there that should not be parents.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'll have the news on in the background on mute while I'm working. And I've been over the past few days seeing this blonde, a very beautiful woman. She looks young, looks like in her, early 20s. And over the past few days, every now and then on the news, there's this very beautiful blonde, pictures of her. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know, maybe this is the latest influencer or I don't know, maybe she had a hit single. Why is she in the news? Well, when I hit the mute off so I could listen, we're being told that she's fake. She is an AI-generated model. Her name is, I think, Mila Sophia. And when you look closely at the picture, you could tell it's fake. But I didn't know when I just at a glance saw, all right, well, there's some pretty lady in the news. Something happened. I was like, you know, was she abducted? What's going on? Is there an Amber Alert? Even less for kids. What's going on here? So apparently there's a huge, huge explosion of AI influencers. Now, an influencer is somebody who becomes famous online on social media or in a podcast, and we call them influencers because they have the ability to influence people, get them to listen, get them to buy something, get them to like their posts. But there are now computer-generated influencers who are drop-dead gorgeous, and people are falling in love with them. They're even being conned out of money because some of these individuals are monetizing their AI beauty, where they ask for tips, ask for money. I think it's similar to OnlyFans. You know how OnlyFans now is a site where people will pay you to be naked or to do things or to do non-naked things, but most of the people, I think, are there to watch naked things happen. But now these AI influencers can do it too. And they'll ask for money, and people are giving money. And you can gain access to this beauty and see them naked, but it's not a real person. And what's even more frightening is that once an individual knows that that person is fake, some of them don't care. And they actually have no problem paying or watching a fake, beautiful person. So in the dating world, yeah, I can't speak for good-looking women. So I can only speak for me that wasn't that good-looking. If I walked into a party, I had to hope that whoever I liked was not able to get somebody prettier and had no problem settling on me, too, right? Now, our competition has exploded. And you have individuals that do model for magazines. They do model for, or they do porn, etc. Well, AI has proven that people don't care if it's a human or not. Now, somebody could say, how is this happening? How does the human race actually prefer fake over not? Well, if you have individuals who objectify women, who don't know who they're looking at, but just want to see boobies, or just want to see a pose, and you tell them, you know, she has a name. What's her name? Mary. All right. Hi, Mary. Yep. The average person thinks that the model is using a fake name anyway. They don't think these people are real. We've already trained our minds that who they are seeing in magazines or these movies or these video clips or online is not somebody they could be with anyway. So they're already in fantasy land. And then there's cons where people, I really do like you. You know, I'm into men, you know, that look like you. You know, you're exactly what turns me on. And then they get involved with them and then end up getting scammed out of money as well. So the average person is already detaching from somebody online or something they're looking at or something that's turning them on. So it's not much of a difference. I mean, to me, when they used AI or CGI in one of the Star Wars movies, and I'm like, that's, they in one of the movies brought back a character from the 70s, I could tell that person wasn't alive. It made me feel weird. I'm like, something's off. And then my son said, yeah, that was CGI. I go, yeah, it didn't look like a real person. So for me, it makes me feel odd. But for other individuals, they're like, I just want to look at good boobies, or I just want to look at a beautiful woman. There's a market. So some of you might already be following Myla Sophia. There's also a, let me see, I don't know if I have her last name. There's an Andrea, who's a brunette. There's a Zoe Platinum, who's a 21-year-old who claims was originally from L.A., moved to Brooklyn, New York. She apparently is AI-generated. These people have thousands of followers. There's PayPal accounts, offers nude images on Patreon. This is, or images, oh, I see, it's Andrea Patreon. Offers plan options, $300 a month. She'll be your online girlfriend. She'll talk to you, let you see her naked. And people are buying this. Michaela Sousa is another AI-generated one. And, you know, it's, this is definitely going to put models out of work. It's going to put people in porn out of work. It's going to put dating on a whole new level. You can now generate, you can have people that order their online companion. If somebody,
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.